This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 24th. I'm Paul Plack. The recent California law punishing flight schools and this week's controversy about the FCC's announced ban on the use of legacy ELTs may be signs the alphabet groups need our help in learning about impending issues earlier in the process. The wreckage of a plane carrying Australian mining executives, including Sundance Resources founder Ken Talbot, has been found in the Republic of Congo by a search and rescue helicopter crew. Officials say there are no signs of any survivors. A pilot charged with buzzing the Santa Monica Pier at 250 knots in an L-39 has been sentenced to jail time by a California Superior Court. It's hard to feel sorry for pilot David Riggs, but some worry about the legal precedent this may set. U.S. airline passenger revenue, based on a sample group of carriers, rose 21% in May compared to the same month last year, marking the fifth consecutive month of revenue growth. ALPA says efforts to negotiate with Canada's Air Transat have stalled. The union plans to file for conciliation with Canada's Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, which starts a clock ticking to a possible pilot strike. NTSB is investigating the Monday crash of a Cessna 210 chartered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Initial reports suggest the pilot tried to return to the airport with engine trouble but didn't make it. The U.S. Air Force has signed a contract with PCS Adventures to develop and facilitate youth robotics camps at air bases in the Pacific region this year. And if you'd like to see Oshkosh this year in a way few do, maybe you should join the ANN crew for the week. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jim Campbell talks about the future of the Eclipse 500 with Mason Holland, chairman and CEO of Eclipse Aerospace. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.